What is your plan for spiritual growth in 2019? Do you have a plan? Self-examination is needed when planning for spiritual growth. However, some want to ignore self-examination. These do not want to do self-examination or even think about it at times. Others try to hide from self-examination. They may see the value and the need, but they do not want to face the results. Others may hide from self-examination because they simply do not know how to self-evaluate in this way. Still more, though, abuse self-examination. These want to use self-examination only to determine just how good they are. To avoid all of these ill uses, Christians need to learn to practice self-examination correctly. Thankfully, God's Word has much to say about self-examination. Lamentations chapter 3 is where we begin this evening. Lamentations chapter 3, beginning in verse number 37. Who is there who speaks and it comes to pass unless the Lord has commanded it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that both good and ill goes forth? Why should any living mortal or any man offer complaint in view of his sins? Let us examine and probe our ways, and let us return to the Lord. Let us examine. Examine means to search for, to try to find information about, to look out for information about a thing or an object. Similarly, the word probe means to explore, to search out or discover. It can mean to sound out, to examine, to test. Let us examine and probe our ways. It refers to our way of life, our conduct. And the result should be, let us return to the Lord. That's what the result should be if self-examination reveals the need for confession and repentance. A Christian has a responsibility to perform self-examinations. Christians are responsible for examining the work. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, they discuss the need for helping one another by bearing the burdens of one another. Those burdens that are to be borne by one another are those heavy loads, the oppressing weight. Paul then destroyed this conceited idea of being self-important in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 3 when he said, "For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself." This conceited attitude leads to the refusal of bearing the burdens of others and or the refusal to allow others to help us with the burdens we must bear. To live this way is to be self-deceiving. It's to be self-deceiving, and self-examination protects against that self-deception. Then it is written, Galatians 6, verse 4, "But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another." True self-examination is submitting one's thoughts, one's attitudes, and actions to the will of God and to the mind of Christ revealed in Holy Scripture. Each one must examine the product produced, the product accomplished by his own deeds. Look at the change that has taken place in your life. How that change has influenced other people, and how that change has grown your relationship with God. Christians are responsible for examining the work. Christians are responsible for examining themselves. The Christians in Corinth needed to conduct a self-audit of their spiritual lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 5, Paul wrote, "Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test?" The challenge is to see how one checks up or checks out in living the Christian life. There's no comparing oneself with another. The pronouns which Paul used, the pronoun yourselves, is in the emphatic position both times there at the beginning of verse 5. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. The examination is between the Christian and the Word of God. The Christian's responsibility is to self-evaluate his own life and not the lives of others. When a Christian is fulfilling his responsibility to examine himself, he must ask, "Does my conduct conform to the belief in Christ?" Christians are responsible for noticing the speck and the log. Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 through 5 illustrate the principle that was stated in Matthew 7, verse 1. "Do not judge so that you will not be judged." Now the illustration. Verse 3, "Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye'? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." The word "look" refers to more than just taking a look at something. Some translations have, "Why do you remark about the speck? Why are you concerned about the speck? Or why do you bring attention to the speck?" The speck would be like a splinter, a small chip of straw or chaff or wood. The log describes a piece of lumber used for building. The word literally means a beam. Jesus is directing that all condemnation of others should be excluded. In self-examination, a Christian should notice the specks which can turn into logs. And thus the Christian should remove the logs, then remove the specks, both from his own eyes, then offer to help a brother or sister attempting to do the same. Christians have a responsibility to notice the specks and the logs and to help one another. Christians are responsible for proving themselves. Despite noticing the speck in a brother's eye, each Christian is responsible for himself. Paul wrote about a very unique opportunity for a Christian to perform self-examination in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The proper observance of the Lord's death and resurrection through partaking of the Lord's Supper, Paul wrote, is when a man examines himself. He said a man must examine, test, check whether all is right with himself, and in so doing, he is to eat the bread and to drink the cup. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28. One proves himself by looking at who he is, what he has done, and how he is living. The word so, a man must examine himself, and in so doing, so is emphatic, implying that only when the Christian has examined himself should the Christian then eat and drink. This self-examination leads one to the proper attitude for observing the Lord's Supper, an attitude of gratitude with a renewed determination to be more like the Savior who died, giving the memorial feast. A Christian has a responsibility to perform self-examination. A Christian has a responsibility or has responsibilities while performing self-examinations. A Christian has a responsibility for knowledge of God's Word. The Lord stood before Amos in a vision, which is recorded in Amos chapter 7. In Amos chapter 7, Amos says that he saw the Lord standing by or standing on a wall with a plumb line. The vision taught that God's people were out of line and that it was clear. It was clear to God. It was clear to the people. And because of their sin, God would punish His people because they had done wrong when measured against God's plumb line. The Christians in Corinth were told by Paul that when his enemies measured themselves by themselves and compared themselves with themselves, that they were without understanding, 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. Our plumb line, our standard by which Christians must measure and judge themselves, is Jesus Christ. The self-examination is often done incorrectly because we examine ourselves against false standards. We judge ourselves against ourselves. Or we lack, or more favorably look at ourselves when we judge ourselves against the weak or the unlearned. Or when we judge ourselves against those who have suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. Or else when we make judgments against those who make no effort to follow God. We can feel really good about ourselves when we judge ourselves against the world. Christians, though, are to prove themselves doers of the Word, looking intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abiding by it, James 1, verse 22 through 25. So we have a responsibility to know God's Word. For accurate self-examinations, a Christian also has a responsibility to be completely and totally honest. Each Christian must consider the correct response to questions like these. Can I be honest about how I am living? Can I be honest about what I am doing and what I am not doing? Can I be honest about my feelings, my attitudes, my abilities? Can I be honest about the things no human can see? My thoughts, my motives, my intentions. Self-examination is not to force one to admit some wrongdoing or some mistake. Correction, not confession, is the purpose of self-examination. The objective is spiritual growth. And that spiritual growth is achieved through properly identifying that improvements need to take place and where the growth is needed. A Christian has responsibilities while performing self-evaluations or examinations. A Christian should be aware of truths while self-examining. Be aware that God measures me by me, and that's what I must do. God knows the ability, the potential, the opportunity of each person, and so He can accurately judge each one. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. God Himself said in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7 that a man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Man looks at the things that we can see. God looks at the things man cannot see. Be aware that God measures you by you. Be aware that righteousness nor faithfulness is based on doing more than someone else or doing enough to get by. An attitude which looks down upon others, an attitude that looks to compare one against another, does not make one righteous or faithful. Trying to prove self by comparison to others is an attempt to get by. If I can just do enough so that I can tell myself or feel that I am doing more than others, then I can be righteous. I can be faithful. Trying to prove self by comparison to others is not found in Scripture. No such righteousness or faithfulness exists. Therefore, the status of others has no bearing on God's evaluation of the Christian's faithfulness or the Christian's service. He's not judging you by others, nor is He judging others by you. Be aware that a Christian must prove himself. Do not be self-deceiving. Admit spiritual sickness before it leads to death. The church at Laodicea was blind to her real condition, which brought a harsh condemnation from Jesus in Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. Listen to what Jesus said beginning in verse 15. He said, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing,' and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent." Christians have a responsibility to prove self. A Christian should be aware of these truths when examining self so that one can be approved. In consideration of planning for spiritual growth, we need to ask two beginning questions. Where am I deficient? As a Christian, where am I deficient? And as a Christian, Have I developed trends or habits which are bad? Self-examinations are for Christians to determine if progress is being made as God expects progress to be made. God wants us to see what we need to work on and what we need to change. God has given us a plumb line to measure ourselves against. Jesus is the perfect standard of comparison for holiness. God's Word is the standard by which all Christians must measure up. God's Word attests that self-examinations are essential to making progress in the Christian life. We are not saved by our own favorable judgment of our conduct. We judge others all too often on trivial things and are sometimes extremely picky. Many situations we judge do not even involve sin, but simply a different way of doing things. Our pet peeves and our soapboxes overload the hearer so that the hearer will not give ear to salvation corrections or spiritual growth teaching. This took place in the church at Sardis and the one at Laodicea. And they became examples of improper self-evaluation that led Christians to believe that they were all right with God when they were self-deceiving because the Savior's evaluation of them was not the same. Lasting good is accomplished when an individual sees his own need for change through proper self-evaluation and then chooses to call upon God to help him bring about the needed change. And so tonight I give you a challenge. I give you the challenge to ask yourself, what can I do today that will help me better serve God? What can I do this week that will help me develop better spiritual habits? What can I do today that will help me implement a plan for spiritual growth in 2019? Do this quick self-examination, if you will. Ask yourself, am I a person who has listened to Jesus as one who possesses all authority? Do I believe what God has revealed about Himself, about His Son, about the Spirit, about man's true condition, and about what man must do in order to be saved? Is there sin in my life for which I have not sought forgiveness? Have I stated my belief in Christ that He is the Messiah? Do I live my life as one who is following Christ? Have I been baptized into Christ, where all spiritual blessings are found? Am I faithfully serving God? Self-examination for the Christian is a must. Self-examination brings many responsibilities. Self-examination also brings the opportunity for change. Will you do this self-examination? And if you find in your own examination that there is need for confession and repentance, will you do it tonight? As together we stand and as we sing.